Who is your villain?
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. I've got Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos here because these are very common villains in different worlds, okay? Right now in, you could say anti-vaccine places, Bill Gates is a villain, very much a very large villain because of his very pro-vaccine stance, his shady background with a business in the vaccine market and everything else. And then you've got Jeff Bezos. He's a villain in a lot of places, but specifically in small business. So one of the reasons why I wrote my book, 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business, was because people were scared of Amazon.com, and they considered Jeff Bezos the absolute devil. Specifically, the areas that I was working in the e-commerce realm, they were having more and more and more issues fighting off Amazon and all the things that Amazon was bringing to the table. But that's okay, see, because then that was one of the main reasons why I went with this, the title of this book, because I wanted to be able to reach out to them and say, I'm one of you type of thing, and be able to have that common relationship. You've got to know who your ideal client, who is their villain, and you have to stand united with them against that villain. Whoever, and sometimes it doesn't need to be a real person. Sometimes it's an industry. Sometimes, you know, big pharma, big this, big that. You know, you hear all these different terms being thrown around. It's one of those things. And you probably already know what it is. But you ought to talk about it more often. You ought to bring it out more often that there is a villain and why they're the villain. Not because your ideal market needs to hear it directly, but they need to hear it from you. They need to know that your brand, that your company, that you as a person, if you're a person who has got their face out there, they've got to know that you're on their side. And so having a common villain will help. It's a simple little idea that could be a really big deal in the long run in terms of really connecting you up with your market, which is really how you build that trust that creates that unshakable bond. All right. So hopefully that makes sense. You can find out more details about these type of ideas in my book, 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business. In a very short book, I cover a lot of area and I give you a lot of other places you can go to for more information. Go check out, you go pick up a copy of this book. It's a simple to read, short book. You get one at Amazon.com, at BarnesandNoble.com, wherever you buy books, you'll probably find it there. And then you can also download a free copy if you want. AmazonProofBook.com. That's all I've got for today. You have a good one. Get out there and let the magic happen.